It's a pretty Washington-sounding title, the Project for Dialogue on Science, Ethics, and Religion at the American Association for the Advancement of Science. But the actual debate at the crossroads of science and religion, as it's currently taking place on a daily basis in our culture, is nothing short of existential. Increasingly, we hear voices raised on both sides demanding loyalty to one or the other, and if the voices aren't always obvious, there are other expressions of this tension that are no less influential in guiding our values and policies as a nation. So I am really delighted to be able to welcome Dr. Jennifer Wiseman, who is a director of the AAAS Dialogue on Science, Ethics, and Religion. Dr. Wiseman, welcome to State of Belief Radio.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Would you please briefly summarize the mandate of DUSER and of the Perceptions Project?
Okay, sure. So this dialogue program was conceived about 20 years ago, long before I had ever heard of it, by this major scientific society in a recognition that many people in the public who want to be appreciative of science are also part of religious communities. So a good way to enhance dialogue between scientists and the public would be to improve dialogue between scientists and religious communities. So hence the birth of this program called the Dialogue on Science, Ethics, and Religion, which is really designed just to get people communicating about science issues that are mutually interesting. So, like I say, that's been going on about 20 years within this scientific society. And then for the last few years, this program has had some specific projects that are really designed to engage with a lot of people out in the public and are quite interesting. So you mentioned one, which is this Perceptions Project, which is one of the activities we have going on, and this is designed to investigate just exactly what it says, the perceptions that people have, right or wrong, about scientists and science, especially people in different religious communities, and likewise the perceptions, right or wrong, that scientists have about them, because sometimes it's these underlying perceptions or stereotypes or whatnot that can prevent constructive conversations about science. So so we've been involved with this effort for the last couple of years.
How do you and your colleagues talk about the potential for common ground, given the fact that there are some people who seem dedicated to promoting a conflict between science and religion?
Well, that's quite interesting. I mean, I'm not a historian, but it's quite interesting if you look into the history of this whole public discussion about science and religion. There are interesting historical books that talk about how the birth of what we might call modern science some centuries back, there was no sense of discord between science and religious faith. That was, in fact, many of the founding scientists that we look to now as kind of the fathers and mothers of science were motivated in some sense by their faith to do the science. I think especially in this country, in the United States, much of the seeming discord became more into public consciousness about a century and a half ago, so kind of the latter part of the 19th century when it was sort of seen or discussed in certain books that maybe religion was sort of hampering the advance of science. And then likewise, from some religious circles, there was discussion that maybe science was in some sense in conflict with biblical faith. So these are things more for historians than for scientists to understand in depth. But what we do as scientists is not try to tease out all of the deep philosophical challenges about discussing the relationship of science and religion. We're about getting people to talk. So what we do is bring people to the table who have a common interest in something that's going on in science and technology these days, and then have these different perspectives be brought into conversation. It really is quite fascinating. I mean, when you think about how science and technology are impacting every part of our modern lives today, it is not something that you can kind of place in the corner and say, you know, that's mm-hmm. science over there. I mean, everything we do, our agriculture, our communications, our healthcare, education, everything we do today in modern life is somehow impacted by science and technology. And we need to be talking together as society about the impacts of these things, both good and bad, and the ethical challenges that are brought forward by our advances in science.
Dr. Wiseman, I couldn't help but smile when you said you were here to make people talk, because the people that I know that are so much trying to support a divide between religion and science love to talk. They just don't like to listen. And so I'm curious as to, when you bring these representatives of faith communities together, what is that like?
Well, some of the things that we try to do, again, we're a society of scientists, so we're interested in what's going on in science. By the way, my own science is astronomy, so that's what I particularly enjoy.
Uh-huh.
But what we try to do is bring a topic together and then hear about how this is interesting to people for different reasons. So, for example, we could talk about neuroscience.
Uh-huh.
Like, what are we understanding these days from the science perspective about how the brain works and how our thoughts are come forth in the brain, how our behavior may be governed in some sense by neural processes. And so that's an interesting scientific topic, but then it also impacts our discussions of behavior and why we make choices and the things that we do. And, of course, that then brings into interest people who are interested in ethical responsibility or mm-hmm. religious communities that are interested in our responsibility for our behavior and our choices. It's always helpful to know what's going on in science as a piece of these bigger questions that are going on.
Mm-hmm.
So what we tend to do is have events where we will, you know, tell people what the state of the art is in the science, but then hear discussions around the table or in the auditorium or whatever we're mm-hmm. doing from people of different walks of life for whom what we're learning in science may have a different type of interest or impact.
Mm-hmm.
Another type of symposium that we had is one on environmental care, where scientists could present how they're learning, what they're learning about our environment as a whole. And then there are many religious communities who actually have a heart toward what they mm-hmm. call creation care
mm-hmm.
and want to do things to care for creation, care for it for the earth, and not just for its own sake, but to help especially people in developing countries mm-hmm. and places where the environmental health has such a huge impact on the quality of life. So is there a benefit to bringing the scientific knowledge of environmental stewardship to alongside people who are in faith communities who really want to get their hands dirty helping people? And that brought a lot of interest. So that here we have a common interest bringing together people from faith communities, churches, and so forth, as well as scientists. They may not all see eye to eye on theology or anything like that, but they see eye to eye on service and on good use of knowledge. So that's another example of bringing people together around the table around a common interest.
What's been the biggest challenge for you in leading this project? Because I know that some religious people stereotype scientists as not caring about religion. Do you have to get over that hump, or what's been the big challenge for you?
Well, that's quite interesting. That's, again, one of our projects, as I mentioned, is this perceptions project. And for that, we really did it. We've done a lot of, we've done our homework. We did a major survey of 10,000 people from different walks of life and different religious faith communities to find out what their thoughts were on scientists and also what people in scientific careers thought of, think of people in religious communities. And these are overlapping communities. So one is to realize that there are, in fact, scientists who are religious believers, so these are not totally separate communities. For religious communities, many don't even have said that, especially more conservative religious groups, have never even met a scientist. They don't know or they don't think they know scientists. And so it's kind of an alien world. And so what we've discovered, however, is actually there are quite a few people in science careers within those communities. They just hardly speak up about it. So people don't even often know that. Or often they don't realize that maybe pursuing science could be seen as something that's in keeping with their faith, you know, something that is a positive thing of gathering more knowledge and understanding. For scientists, I think many of them likewise feel like they haven't necessarily met very many people who are strong religious believers, although it turns out that a lot of times there are such folks in their midst, they just don't know it. And scientists, believe it or not, our biggest response to our dialogue program and the things that and the programs that we do from the scientific community, by and large, the overwhelming comments I get from scientists within our society is, this sounds really interesting. And these are from scientists, regardless of whether or not they have a personal religious faith. By and large, these scientists from across the whole spectrum come to me and say, this sounds really great. I want to be involved in this conversation with broader society. I want to be a part of this conversation. What can I do? And so what we've discovered is that there are people, both in religious communities and in scientific communities, who really want to have more conversations with each other, even if there's not agreement on all the scientific issues, but at least to understand each other's interests better. And there's not a good architecture for that. So, you know, what we're starting to do in some of our projects is just create little one-day workshops or luncheons or things where people can, from these different facets of life in a community, can actually get together and just meet one another and learn about each other's lives and issues as kind of square one for improving dialogue, so that it's not just abstract discussion of science and religion and ethics, but it's discussion between scientists who are human beings.
I love that approach, and I like talking with you. I'm out of time. I want to talk with you some more. Dr. Jennifer Wiseman is director of the Dialogue of Science, Ethics, and Religion at the American Association for the Advancement of Science. And Dr. Wiseman, thank you for taking the time to be with us on State of Belief Radio.
My pleasure. Thank you.